This is Ozarks at Large. The Razorback Greenway, a 36-mile stretch of trail that will eventually connect Fayetteville to Bentonville and pass through Johnson, Springdale, Lowell, and Rogers, will take a big step toward completion tomorrow. A major corridor of the trail from North Bentonville to South Rogers will be officially open tomorrow morning. This morning, I talked with Anita Sism, the president and CEO of the Endeavor Foundation, a major champion of the Razorback Greenway, about tomorrow's somewhat unconventional and somewhat interactive ribbon cutting.
Tomorrow's event is going to begin at 11 a.m. on the Bentonville Square, with remarks from Mayor McCaslin and some others that are involved in the Greenway project. And then the mayor is going to lead a group of 100 cyclists, including 40 students from Lincoln Junior High, on a bike ride from the Bentonville Square to what's now known as the Bridge to the Future in Rogers. And then Mayor Hines in Rogers and others will welcome the cyclists as they cross the finish line at the Bridge to the Future.
It's called the Bridge to the Future. Many people who might not know what we're talking about, it's along, if you drive along I-540, there's been this bridge as you get to Rogers, and the bridge was there before any of the trails connecting either side. So some people thought it was the Bridge to Nowhere, but now it is a connection.
It certainly is a connection.
What the Endeavor Foundation, why involved in the Greenway Project?
Well, we're supporting this announcement because it relates to a new Healthy Active Living initiative, which is being called Energize Northwest Arkansas. And Energize Northwest Arkansas is building a coalition of leaders and activities to make the healthy choice the easy choice. And this Greenway makes it easy to be active. So we're excited to be a part of it. Energize Northwest Arkansas will officially be launched in January at a summit. And we hope that if anyone is, you know, the people that are listening today, if you work at a business along the section of the trail, that you'll come out and even cheer the cyclists along the route. And we're really looking forward to this, and we'd really like to thank a lot of people for making the Greenway and this regional celebration possible.
And we're not that far away from the total completion of the Greenway, are we?
No, it should be finished by the end of 2013, and we hope to be able, we look forward actually to opening additional sections and having fun along those as well.
Anita, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Kyle.
Anita Sism is the president and CEO of the Endeavor Foundation, and talked to me this morning about tomorrow's ribbon cutting for a major part of the Razorback Greenway. That ribbon cutting begins at the Bentonville Square tomorrow morning at 11 and ends in Rogers tomorrow afternoon at 12:15. For more information about the Greenway, you can go to razorbackgreenway.com. And for more information about the Endeavor Foundation, endeavorfoundation.net.